Alright, we will call this Budget and Finance Committee meeting to order. Let's see, we'll start off with a report from our esteemed treasurer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If you'll look at your statement, summary statement for Quorum Court, January 1st through June 30th, 2026. County General Fund 1,000, $5,933,950.53. County Road Fund 2,000, $11,868,680.42. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $6,386,301.81. Animal Welfare and Control Fund 3404, $1,330,990.31. Criminal Justice Sales Tax Fund 3407, $1,524,993.70. Coronavirus Relief Fund 1005, $1,024,151.55. American Rescue Plan Fund 3046, $1,713,099.22. ARP Revenue Replacement Fund 1006, $3,951,400.49. Capital Improvement Fund 1810, $7,446,445.82. If you'll turn with me to page 2, this is our revenue chart for County General. I think we talked about this a little bit last month. What you're seeing there was fully expected. We knew we'd see a little bit of separation. We thought last month was a little bit high, and this is kind of coming back to earth. It was as a timing issue on when sales tax were collected. Remember, we did double sales tax last year, so which took in half of the June month. Like I said, May's a little bit high. We're right where I expected us to be at this point. Page 3, actually page 3 and 4 have been turned around from usual. Sales tax, I'm going to go in order as they are today. Sales tax for June was $1,232,478.46. That's 51% of projected $14.8 million. As you know, through June, it's halfway through the year, so we're ahead of schedule there. The running total on page 4, you can see there we are 1.95% down versus June of 25. I was a little bit surprised in this one. It really is. We're still 2.61% above last year, this time running total through the year. It seems like this year we've been very sporadic between sales tax collections, up, down, kind of all over the board. You know, we talked about 3 months ago about, hey, I was kind of thinking that we may be kind of flat. Then after a 4.11 and a 2.91 at last month, I'm thinking, hey, you know, maybe not. Maybe we're really taking off. But this starts to bring us back down to earth. 2.61. That's a great place to be as far as growth goes. You know, just a steady growth over time. We're just going to continue to watch this. Of course, being down 2% versus last year, I'm going to be a little bit more concerned than I was last month. But nothing to really jump off the boat at yet. But we'll keep an eye on it. On the last page, this is going to be your chart. You can see we've bounced back with the 3 month moving average, but still are not quite back to the 1 year moving average. 1 year moving average continues to slowly grow, but like I said, we're going to kind of keep an eye on that. One thing I do want to talk about very briefly, in the last couple months or so, we've talked about projections for ad valorem tax. So, got those numbers in from the assessor earlier this week, ran those numbers, and they are not quite as good as what I'd hoped to be. We're looking at roughly 5.1% growth in ad valorem. There's a 6.5% growth in real estate. The issue is our personal property is down currently from last year. When I say currently down, the numbers I currently have are down from last year, roughly 1%. I haven't talked to Chrissy on that about, you know, what that possibility is, but we'll kind of keep looking at those. CPI numbers through June, I say through June, through June 1st, are roughly looking at about 3 to 3.25 on the inflationary. Okay, so that's a little bit more than I expected, but we're right there in range. If you compare that to June of 25, from 24 to 25, like we are here, we were at 2.5% then. So, and I think we finished out the year roughly at about 2.8 something. So, these aren't matching apples and apples versus the end of the year, but just as you take a snapshot, 1 year snapshot in the middle of the year, we're up a little bit versus last year, but not. This is not a big inflation number. I'm concerned, you know, somewhere below 3.5 is not bad. Are there any other questions about any of those? I know that's a very simple explanation of what we're talking about, but
I flipped back 2 pages to this, the sales tax that has basically everything filled in, and kind of what's shocking to look at are the increases year over year that we saw in 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, you know, and then now we're starting to hit 24, 25, and 26 are going to be, they're looking to be fairly flat.
Yeah. You know? And the ones of you on the committee and on the court, during kind of 2020 and kind of the aftermath of 2020, we knew that that was not sustainable. You know, we were looking at 8, and we were looking at a couple double digit years there. I believe one year was even maybe close to 15% increase, and that is not sustainable in any environment. I think one was 11, then we come back and had a 9%. That curve, I believe, is over with. Yeah. It's just how much do we, how level out do we level out? Does that make sense?
Yep.
You know, are we going to see some repercussion on some of that? So, anything, any positive, anything is great, especially, like I said, if we stay at 2.5. When the things I get concerned about, sometimes I'm overly concerned, but if you look at that page 4 right there, our 2 biggest growth months were January and February. Well, if we keep trending like we're trending, we're going to finish up maybe 1.5 or 2% above our projected, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that, but as erratic as these numbers have been on sales tax, I hate to guess at anything right now.
Yep. Justice, any questions for Mr. Sanson? Yes.
One question. Do we know how much of this is tourism dollars? So, again, in my mind, I'm just wondering if maybe it's because of the gas prices, less people were traveling in June. That could be.
Now what you what was reported in June was actually collected
in May.
In April.
April, okay.
Yeah, because you're 2 months behind. So it's collected, kind of how the process works. If they were to go collect in April, then they would turn it to the state in May, and the May would turn it to us in June.
Got it, okay.
And so that's why your February number is always the highest. You know,
because of December,
Because it picks up to December, okay. Correct.
Got it, okay.
So that's – and the data that you look at, it just tells you what industry that those taxes are from. It won't even tell you what store. You know what I mean? It won't tell you, say, Walgreens paid this much in tax and Walmart pays this much in tax, because that's a – they don't give those numbers. The DFNA does not give those numbers out, because I'm guessing it would be some sort of advantage to competitors.
You know? Okay.
It's just by industry.
Okay. Thank you.
Other questions, Justice? All right. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair.
All right. On new business here. Let's see. Do we have a motion for ordinance 2617?
Make a motion to put proposed ordinance 2617 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. Justices, any discussion or questions on 2617? Yes, Jess Coates.
Do we know what the Section 2, $20,000 for the emergency squad fund is?
Mr. Higgins is on his way up to the podium. Oh, he juked us. Yeah.
Yes. So, actually, it's just it's transferring within. They had put some money aside in the budget to purchase some vehicles. But Chief Hillman and working with the squad has done some major renovations this year. They're selling some vehicles, moving some vehicles around. Because of the transfer from the sheriff's office to OEM, they're having to remark all of the vehicles. That's part of the request. So they're not going to buy vehicles, but they're taking that money to help with that. They've had to buy all new uniforms because of the change in insignia. And then also, due to the restructuring, they've enhanced some of their training. So they've been doing some more boat work, river
I've seen
work.
Some of that on
so spending a lot of fuel on that, and they've had a quite a few number of call outs and rescues and spending fuel on that. So this is just really a mid-year adjustment. We're not going to buy a vehicle. We're going to transfer it to operations.
Gotcha. I've been very pleased to see how well their social media has been updated.
Yep. They're trying to keep the public apprised. Yeah. I mean, if they're going to get out and do things, let's at least let the public know that they're doing, being transparent about it. We're closely monitoring Chief Hillman and Deputy Director Larry Hearn done a good job working with the squad. Squad's doing a good job of standing up. So we're pleased so far with the transformation.
Perfect. Thank you.
You bet.
Mr. Chief Deputy Woolley, are you pleased with the transition from emergency squad from yes? All right. No, I didn't. He does not need to come to the mic. Thumbs up will work. Yeah. Thank you all. Justices, any other questions on 2617? All right. All in favor of passing this to full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Do we have a motion on 2618?
Motion to put proposed ordinance 2618 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Let me defer to Justice Strain. Do you have any comments on this? Is says you're sponsoring this ordinance. Do you have any comments on this one? I don't know if there's a mic there. If we have to, you might have to go to this one over here.
My understanding is that they have a grant from the Rural Development Grant Program, and we just need to establish a fund to hold that grant money while they draw out of it until it's used up. Is that correct, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Perfect. Justices, any questions? As y'all know, I think we have 23 fire departments in this county, which is a lot. They can use every dollar they can get. So we applaud them going after grants and getting whatever they can get.
Pretty much all of them are underfunded.
Yeah. All in favor of passing 2618 to full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Thank you, Sam. Justice Strain. All right, and now we have, do I hear a motion for 2619?
Motion for proposed ordinance 2619 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, Justices. This looks like the Sheriff's Office. Do y'all have any questions? I see probably a bunch of reimbursements on here. Justice Woolley, do you just want to come and give us a overview?
Yes, sir.
Did I call you Justice Woolley? Sorry, Chief. Hey. Chief Woolley.
I've been,
well, administer of justice.
I've been called a lot of things in 20 years. All right, section one and two, or section one, I think that's for three vehicles back May, June, that were totaled out. That's proceeds from AAC for insurance. Some of that, we're going to use a little bit of that money to purchase two more cars to get us through the end of the year. Section two is the leftover of that, which is going to go to vehicles for parts and repairs to help that budget. Section three, that is, I think we get this ever so often. It's a reimbursement for fuel, oil from the fuel company. They're rebates. I'm not sure what all the rebate is there. Section four looks like reimbursement. I think that is from our U.S. Marshal TFO. That's reimbursement for his overtime. Section five is going to be reimbursement. Well, I think five and six go together. Reimbursement from our STEP program. It's overtime. Some of it's paid for positions out of county general and the other positions out of criminal justice. So that's five and six. Section seven, eight, nine. That's, you see this quite often. We need some more money for overtime. We take total amount of pay periods and where we're at today and see what we have not paid out in those salary lines. Still, and so that's the money we feel comfortable being able to use to put towards overtime without asking for new money, but yet still leaving us cushion in there for to make it to the end of the year.
How's your staffing right now?
On the enforcement side, we have one position currently open, and I think is this open? As of I think our this report for last month, we had 6 positions open in the jail.
Okay.
That's changed a little bit. We had to handle some matters.
But it was much higher than that not too long ago.
18?
Yeah.
You know, we've changed a lot of things in the jail. You know, you can't keep doing the same thing over and over and expect the same result.
That's it.
So it's been a little bit of a struggle, but we've changed some, not putting these guys and gals on the floor. We're training them up first, taking a little bit of hit on the front end. But I think it's we're getting a good return on that. As far as our staffing in the jail. So
the new jail administrator is doing good then.
He's doing an outstanding job.
Fantastic. Good.
Justice. I think that covered all that.
Any questions for Chief Woolley? All right. Thank you. Thank you, Chief. All right. All in favor of passing 26-19 to full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And do we hear a motion on 26-20?
Motion to put proposed ordinance 26-20 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. I hear a motion in a second. Justice Meeks, I was just told that you were kind of running with this. Do you have any commentary?
Yes. Thank you, Justice Hosky. This is for our Faulkner County Health Unit. They are, of course, located here in Conway, and they do a lot of great work. They administer programs such as WIC, and some other, programs, for our community. And their budget, has been paid out of county, I guess, through grants and aid, for the longest time. Since 1996, their yearly budget been giving them has been $45,000. And so for 30 years, they have not requested an increase. And of course we know that especially lately, things have gotten more expensive, such as utilities and some other things, which has kind of put them in a bind. Last year they were a little bit over 50,000, on what they expended. This year is looking to be the same. That has led to them having to pay some bills late. And I think from what I got, they've paid $127 in late fees. Because they've not been able to cover based on the budget that they've had. And so what we're requesting is to increase $6,000. That'll be at $51,000. That'll allow them to pay their bills and get them to the end of the year. And then in the meantime, over the next few months, they'll go through the normal budgeting process, work with the county judge's office in order to come up with a budget for next year. But I believe, if they want to add anything, they obviously can. I think they also brought some, documents to show their expenses. I know they had them at last meeting.
It's the same documents we gave to you. We just brought extra.
Okay. So they have that information. It's the same information that they passed out, last month so that you can see their monthly expenses and see exactly what they spend the money on. With that, I'll be glad to take questions or if anybody has comments.
Justices, any questions or discussion? None. All right. All in favor of passing 26-20 to full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Justices, I think, and do y'all have anything else before, for Budget and Finance Committee? None. All right. I believe we will be adjourned.